The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon and welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community. Your host is Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. This hour is designed to inspire, inform, and to help you live better with cancer. Now, here's your host, Kim Tibaldo.
Welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer, an internet radio show that focuses on informing and inspiring people to live well with cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. The Wellness Community and Gilda's Club have united to become the Cancer Support Community, one of the largest providers of cancer support in the United States and around the world. Our services are offered at more than 100 locations worldwide and online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. On today's show, we are joined by three guests who are here to talk about Breakaway from Cancer, a collaboration between Amgen and four cancer-related nonprofits that aims to increase awareness of the free resources available to people affected by cancer, from prevention all the way through to survivorship. This is the seventh year that the Cancer Support Community has had the privilege of being part of this initiative. We're joined in this initiative by three other wonderful groups: Prevent Cancer Foundation, the Patient Advocate Foundation, and the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship. Under the Breakaway from Cancer initiative, we're able to come together to spread the word about our valuable support, education, and advocacy resources available throughout the cancer continuum. And, you know, one of the ways this initiative reaches people living with cancer and their loved ones is through involvement in year-round professional and amateur cycling events across the country. Every year, Breakaway from Cancer is part of the Amgen Tour of California, which is, for those of you who don't know, a Tour de France-style cycling road race and the largest cycling event in America. We're also part of the Amgen Stars and Stripes Challenge at the USA Professional Cycling Championship in Greenville, South Carolina. And coming up soon, we'll be at the Dempsey Challenge in Lewiston, Maine. So joining us on the show today, we have Bob Azelby, who is Vice President and General Manager of Oncology at Amgen. Amgen initiated the Breakaway from Cancer Partnership in 2005 and has since expanded its reach to more and more events and venues each year. We're so happy to have you with us today, Bob.
Kim, it's great to be here.
And we also have with us Lee and Bonnie Hansen. Lee is a lung cancer survivor and an avid cyclist who's been supported through his cancer experience by his wife, Bonnie. It's always a pleasure for us to see Lee and Bonnie year after year at the Amgen Tour of California. Welcome to the show, Lee and Bonnie.
I'm glad to be anywhere these days.
I'm glad to be here, Kim.
All right, guys. Well, it's good to hear from you. Let me jump in and let's educate our listeners on this wonderful campaign. Bob, I'm going to start with you. I'd like for you to give our listeners a sense of why this Breakaway from Cancer partnership is so important to Amgen. How does the initiative align with your company's values?
So, Kim, the Breakaway from Cancer Foundation is incredibly important to Amgen. For a little bit of background, Amgen's one of the largest biotechnology companies in the world, and our focus is on identifying medicines that make a difference for patients, especially with grievous illness. And so we have a large focused effort on trying to identify cures for diseases such as cancer. And so that is our main focus. And when we think about our mission, it's all about serving patients. So about 5 to 6 years ago, we sat around and said, hey, it's one thing about finding a cure, but when we think about the cancer patient, there's so much more that goes on in fighting the disease than just the medicines. And so people need psychosocial support, financial support, caregivers need advice. And so what we thought was there's so much information out in society, in the community, but not all the patients are aware of it. And hence, we started the program Breakaway from Cancer with our four great partners, obviously CSC being an inaugural partner, and it's just been totally aligned with our mission and vision. And we just want to make sure that all patients battling through cancer know where to get these incredibly valuable resources.
So Bob, let's stay on that for a minute. Obviously, there are a lot of cancer organizations out there. I want to highlight for folks, for our listeners, the four partners who are involved. We've got Prevent Cancer Foundation, the Patient Advocate Foundation, the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, and certainly our group, the Cancer Support Community. So the partnership really encompasses a wide range of cancer services and resources. But you know, why these four groups? What are we touching here that becomes unique through Breakaway?
Well, what's really unique through Breakaway, one of the things we've highlighted through a lot of research working with great organizations such as yourselves, we realize that it takes a team approach to really tackle cancer, whether it be from a healthcare professionals with all the different nurses and doctors that attack the disease, but also there's a tremendous amount of resources out there all focusing on different elements to help patients through this challenging time. And so when we thought about Breakaway from Cancer, basically we wanted a program that spanned the continuum of care. And so it goes all the way from, you know, prevention and getting information about prevention through the ultimate survivorship. And so when we brought our four partners together, it starts from prevention all the way through survivorship. And so it kind of goes along with our mantra of the team approach.
So I think it's great, Bob. It's just been a great partnership, and we're dealing with all the issues that patients face through the continuum of care. Like you said, those prevention issues. I know Patient Advocate Foundation helps folks with financial resources. National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship helps folks through survivorship and beyond. And certainly here at CSC, we provide, you know, free support services to patients at 57 affiliates around the country. But I think we both agree at the end of the day, it really is about the patient. And about families, and so we're so happy to have Lee and Monty Hansen on the line today. So, Lee, tell our listeners a little bit about your own story. When were you diagnosed with cancer? You know, what was that like for you, and where are you now in your cancer journey?
I was diagnosed in November of 2005, and I had surgery in January of 2006, which removed part of my right lung, the center and upper lobes of my right lung. And you know, and I did the usual thing, the chemotherapy I had for about 6 months. And then I was in remission for about 6 months. And then in January of 07, I had a recurrence. And that time I had another 5 or 6 months, something like that, of chemotherapy, as well as 37 radiation treatments. And then I caught a break. I was in remission after that for about 2.5 years. And, you know, and I was living the high life. I loved it. You know, I felt invincible. And then, of course, in January of 2010, I had surgery again to remove the rest of that lung because a scan later that in 09 showed that there was more activity. And I fought tooth and nail to prevent them from, I didn't want to do surgery again because, you know, it hurt. After consults with numerous doctors, they decided that surgery was the way to do it. So I had surgery, and then I had another 6 months of chemo, and I was supposed to, I'll have to backtrack, but maybe later, but by this time, the plans had been made for us to attend the Amgen Tour of California for the first time, which would have been, you know, in May of 2010, which we did. But here I am coming off surgery, and they wanted to start chemotherapy. And I wouldn't let them start the chemo until after I got back from California. So anyway, I did that for another 6 months. And then I was in remission for another 6 months, and then I had another recurrence in the spring of last year, in 2011. And I did the exact same thing. I wouldn't let them begin chemotherapy until I returned from California. So, you know, for the past 3 years or so, it's getting to be kind of a nasty habit. And every summer I have chemotherapy all summer long.
And what did your doctors have to say about that, Lee? You said, I'm going out for this tour. I'm going out to see these cyclists. I'm connecting with this Breakaway from Cancer team, and you're going to have to hold off my treatment till I get back from this. Did they think you maybe had lost your mind a little?
Well, yeah, they think I'm a little squirrely to begin with, so it's, you know, it's not that big of a deal. And plus, my doctor, my main oncologist, is a cycling fan anyway, so he understands it. You know, he understands that recycling isn't necessarily my life, but it's one of my big interests. And so, you know, he just says, okay, you know, and so, you know, I went to the race this year as well. We went. And as we speak, I am getting chemotherapy again, so I guess that makes me a 5-time winner.
so you're in chemo right now, Lee. What are you getting right now, and what's happening?
I've been in chemo. I started chemo 2 days after we got back from the tour, May 25th, something like that, and I'm getting. And Gemzar and Avastin.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had a scan yet, so I really don't have any idea what's going on. I expect I won't have a scan probably until probably later next month. But, you know, I guess.
But we know you're fighting, Lee.
I have chemo next week, you know, a week from Wednesday. And then because I'm going to Maine, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to put off the one that I would have a chemotherapy 2 days before I leave for Maine, or the day before I leave for Maine, and I'll ask them to postpone that one.
We are talking.
Yeah, I can't let them get in the way of my riding a bike.
Getting away and riding a bike and putting off the chemo. we're talking today to Bob Aislebe, who's the Vice President and General Manager of Oncology at AmGen. We also have our friends with us, Lee and Bonnie Hansen. Lee is a cancer survivor and an avid cyclist, and Bonnie is his caregiver. We're talking today about the Breakaway from Cancer campaign, a national campaign to raise awareness of the wide range of free resources that are available to people with cancer and their loved ones across the country. If you want to learn more about the campaign, go to the website www.breakawayfromcancer.com. You can learn about these four partners. You can learn about all of the events and activities that are happening throughout the campaign. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're just going to take a quick break here. Don't go away, and we will be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The cancer support community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the cancer support community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Cancer, it's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand. Choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you at Breakaway from Cancer, created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, Eisai, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo, and today I'm joined by Bob Azelby from Amgen, along with Lee Hansen, cancer survivor, and Bonnie Hansen. We're talking about Breakaway from Cancer, an initiative to increase awareness of the many free resources available to people affected by cancer throughout the cancer continuum. There are four great partners involved in the Breakaway from Cancer campaign: the Prevent Cancer Foundation, the Patient Advocate Foundation, the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, and, of course, our organization, the Cancer Support Community. So, Lee, tell us how you and Bonnie found out about the Breakaway from Cancer initiative. What drew you to it, and what led you our way?
That was entirely serendipity. When I was recuperating from my first surgery back in 2006, I really couldn't do anything. I was housebound, but I could still use the computer. So I was surfing the net, and I was trying to find out anything I could about cancer, because at that stage of the game, I knew absolutely nothing. And, it's not like I know a whole lot yet, but the idea was that, I needed to find something, and I knew that there was some support out there somewhere. And, you search for these things, and the Breakaway from Cancer popped up. And of course, being a cyclist, you see that word, breakaway. And, I thought, at the time, it was like kind of an inside joke. Nobody outside of the cycling community would understand what a breakaway is. So I immediately was drawn to it, and I went there and I looked at the website, and I thought it was pretty cool. And I still didn't understand, the connection was to, the breakaway part was, it hadn't yet been made in my head. At the time, they were selling T-shirts and coffee mugs, so I bought a T-shirt with the old Breakaway logo on it, and I bought three coffee mugs, and I gave one of them away as a gift to a friend of mine who was a breast cancer survivor, and she was one of my earliest supporters and still is here, and I still have the other stuff. I've got the other two mugs, and I've got I still got the T-shirt, which I don't wear anymore because I don't want it to get threadbare.
Well, Lee, I know that you and Bonnie keep coming back to Breakaway from Cancer events year after year, and I want to ask you two questions about that. I know you've had a chance to meet the partner organization, so my first question is, what does that mean to you? How does it make you feel as a person who's actively battling cancer to know that all of these resources exist out there across the country?
Well, once I met everybody, as I said before, I didn't quite understand, the impact of the whole thing. And once I met everybody, I was really astonished that, everybody seemed so sincere. It was like it was real. You get a lot of lip service here and there and everything, and I'm never sure if people are, really mean it when they're wishing you well, but I could see that, this thing was, it was something real. And it went a lot deeper than cycling, my first physical contact with Breakaway was at the Livestrong Challenge in 2009. Because I wanted a new T-shirt and they stopped selling them online, so I went over to complain. I wanted to find out, hey, why are you not selling T-shirts when I need a T-shirt? And I met some of the people from Amgen and from some of the partnerships. That was how I ended up going to the tour of California for the first time. And I was just stunned at the response that I got because, she said, well, give me your sizes and all that stuff and I'll see what I can dig up for you. And then she asked me about, did I ever hear of the, had I ever heard of the Amgen Tour of California? And she said, we have a thing for cancer survivors. And, I went away scratching my head thinking, yeah, right, this lady's got my address. I'm never going to hear from any of these people again. But, here I am, 3 years later and some change, and we all know better now. So, the whole thing just knocked me right out.
Wow, wow. You know, Bonnie, I want to ask ask you. We certainly know that cancer affects more than just the patient, and you. You know, you've been I know by Lee's side for many, many years through life, and also through this cancer journey. And as the caregiver, what does the Breakaway from Cancer campaign mean to you?
It's a lot of friendship, and it's because there's no local partners. If it's not online and seeing you folks at the Breakaway, you know, we would have to contact you by phone or online. And it just, when we're at the event, it kind of takes you away from the cancer for a little while. It's around you. You know, there's a lot of people there that have cancer. But it for me, I can kind of put it on the back burner and enjoy what's going on at the event. And it's just nice to know where you can find help, and there's a sense of community and the friendship with all the partners.
So speaking of that, Bonnie, I know you and Lee have had a chance to meet through this event another couple who's had their own cancer experiences. In fact, they've been on this show with me, Andy and Dottie Levin, who are both cancer survivors. Tell me about that relationship.
We became friends with them, and this year when we went for the tour, we stayed with them several days. Andy taped the tours that were going on in Europe, and we would watch them in the evening, and it was just nice. It was nice to have another couple that you could relate to.
Yeah, I just think that when I heard that story, I was so touched by the connection that happened at Breakaway and the friendship there and the support that you're, you know, providing one another as two couples going through different aspects of this cancer journey. Bob, I know that you've had a chance to meet some of our survivors, Lee and Bonnie and Andy and Dottie and others, while you're out, on the tour of California and following the route. You know, as a corporate leader, what does it mean to actually go out and meet some of the people who you're reaching through this initiative? We know that obviously the products you're making are touching, so many lives across the country, but to see these folks who are benefiting from the Breakaway initiative, what does that feel like for you?
So, Kim, I would say it's the highlight of the year. Every time we get an opportunity to go out and engage with cancer folks, you know, we really understand the information that's being provided is immensely useful for these folks in a very, very challenging situation. And, you know, Lee just went through his battle and talking about every summer getting his chemo. We're hoping, and we truly believe, based on the feedback we get, that the resources that are being provided from Breakaway from Cancer is making a huge difference. And the best way to know how the program is working is by going out and meeting the folks that are actually using the services. And so I would say there's nothing more motivational than going out and meeting the folks.
You know, Bob, I know that I know that a lot of folks from from Amgen are out there on the route, meeting folks, partnering up with these four organizations to help folks out there. I know some of your, the sales force is out there from the top corporate leadership. I mean, do you feel like Breakaway from Cancer is something that's kind of gotten into the DNA at Amgen a little bit? Is it something that's kind of permeated the company, or are folks coming to you guys and saying, hey, you know, how can I get involved with Breakaway?
Yeah, you know what, Kim, you're right on the money. I mean, we have 500 sales folks who are out there talking about Breakaway on a daily basis. I would say when Amgen first came up with the tour of California, you know, it was one thing about the corporate image. And then when we said, hey, look at Breakaway from Cancer and what it's doing for patients and how can we broaden the awareness of that, it has taken on a whole new meaning here at Amgen about not only how important the event is, but more importantly how Breakaway from Cancer is to the cancer community. And so we have people volunteering all the time. Catherine West here, who runs our organization inside at Amgen, who does a remarkable job. She gets calls on a daily basis from healthcare providers throughout the country saying, hey, how can we partner with Breakaway, and how can we get that valuable information and programs to our patients here locally? And so it has taken on a whole life of its own.
So, you know, I know, Lee, you and Bonnie have sort of become, you know, breakaway ambassadors for us. I know year one, you were kind of there learning to see what was there perhaps for you and for your family. But what's it like, Lee, being out there meeting folks like Andy and Dottie, interacting with other patients and survivors to make them aware of these resources?
It's a really wonderful experience for me, just only because, you know, I'm learning things too as I go along. And as Bonnie said a couple of minutes ago, it's we've forged some friendships that otherwise never would have been. And you know, it's hard to put a price tag on stuff like that. You know, there's things going on here that people just don't understand. And from my own perspective, in my life here, I'm a mentor. I deal occasionally with newly diagnosed patients, and it's just for people who need someone to talk to and have questions, and it's the same thing when I go out there. You know, we share our stories and we find out that we have more in common than we do differences, and it's just a lot of fun. And you know, one thing that happened last year. I got a request on Facebook. The guy wanted to be my friend, and he was a cyclist, and he was also a lung cancer survivor, and he had seen my story on the Breakaway homepage, and he thought it was pretty cool, which was all that's fine. The guy was he's my friend today, and we talk, or we don't talk, but we email and stuff.
Yeah.
He's in Adelaide, South Australia. And so that's, if anybody had any questions about the global reach or the possibilities that can happen with the Breakaway Initiative, there's an answer for you right there.
Making friends down under. I love it, Lee. I love it. It's a great story. I think it's definitely the kind of story that represents what this campaign is about. Whether you're around the corner or around the globe, Breakaway from Cancer has something to offer you. We're coming up on a quick break here, but I just want to remind folks, if you go to breakawayfromcancer.com, you can find out about the four partners who are part of the Breakaway campaign, all of the free resources. Some emotional support, whether you're looking for some financial assistance, you're making the transition from patient to survivor, you want to get educated on prevention. We've got four fantastic partners who are part of the Breakaway from Cancer campaign. Check out breakawayfromcancer.com. We're going to a quick break here. We hope you'll stay with us. We have a lot more to share about the Breakaway from Cancer campaign. We'll be right back.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355. Or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Cancer, it's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand. Choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you at Breakaway from Cancer, created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphitech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphitech and its parent company, Eisai, are committed to human health care, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo. Today I'm here with Bob Azelby from Amgen and Lee and Bonnie Hansen, two people who have been reached through the Breakaway from Cancer initiative. The Amgen Tour of California is the signature event of this partnership, but it's not just during that week in May that our Breakaway team is hard at work. In fact, coming up here in October, we've got the Dempsey Challenge in Maine, a cycling fundraising event to benefit the Patrick Dempsey Center for Hope and Healing, which is a partner of ours, a partner in the Breakaway campaign. And yes, we are talking about Patrick Dempsey, Dr. McDreamy, if anyone was wondering. In addition to having a strong presence in the cycling world, the Breakaway from Cancer initiative is also becoming a voice in public policy. We've had some Hill briefings and Hill events in Washington, D.C., where our organizations have come together to advocate on behalf of people touched by cancer, to educate members of Congress and their staff about the importance of providing the continuum of care and services to people with cancer and their loved ones. So, Bob, I just want to drill down a little bit more so obviously we've got this great signature event, the Amgen Tour of California, that you guys founded. You're the name title sponsor of that event, but you really used that sponsorship opportunity to launch Breakaway from Cancer. It started as this small race in California 7 years ago. We had a little little tent, a little table with some brochures, and it's really grown to be quite an extraordinary event. But really, what we've also seen is how Breakaway from Cancer has grown beyond that signature week in California. How important is it to you guys as a company to kind of grow beyond that week? What are some of the ways we're looking at making it really a year-round campaign?
Sure, Kim. Basically, from an Amgen perspective, it's incredibly important for us to grow the Breakaway from Cancer, not only with the Amgen Tour, but through multiple other events that we do, such as our partnership with Cure Magazine to honor the extraordinary oncology nurse. We call it the Extraordinary Healer Award, and it's presented at the Oncology Nursing Society. We also have events at local sporting events such as the LA Galaxy, and we're getting excited to go up and attend the Dempsey Challenge here coming up in October. So they're bigger signature events, but the one thing I think is important, and I don't know if everybody recognizes this, is over the last 2 years, we've done greater than 75 local programs. So that would be at a community oncology clinic or a community hospital where we would sponsor a 5K or a bike race. And basically what we do is for those patients and their caregivers at the local level, at the grassroots level, to make sure that we're educating them on the resources available through Breakaway from Cancer. And so this is in great partnership with our 500 sales folks out there, trying to make sure we're educating as many people as possible on the great resources available from Breakaway from Cancer. If you don't mind, I'd love to just give you one anecdote. I had an opportunity to go down to your local chapter here, the Cancer Support Community,
yes,
and had an opportunity to sit in on a counseling session with 8 metastatic cancer patients. And I would tell you that was a life-changing event. The patients in there, the three things that were highlighted for me was, number one, their strength and their courage. Number two, their knowledge about the disease. And number three, their priorities. And they know, what their focus is and what they're doing. And there's no doubt about it that the services that CSC provides, as well as the other three partners, has an immense impact on patients. And from an Amgen perspective, it aligns perfectly with our mission. And so we want to grow it as big as possible.
Well, it's a great story, certainly for me to hear, but I think for everyone to hear that our you know, corporate leaders in healthcare are taking the time to get out there into the community, to connect with patients, to connect with family members, to really experience that frontline piece of what patients are facing and where they are, you know, plugging in and getting resources and getting connected. So, you know, I love hearing that story, and you know, we certainly have a lot of gratitude to Amgen, to you, Bob, and certainly to our buddy Stuart Arbuckle, who was involved for many years in the campaign, to Catherine West, who has led this effort from the beginning for Amgen, we and all the rest of the wonderful team there at Amgen. And the other piece I'll mention that, it's a great opportunity for us as a nonprofit organization where we're trying to be really thoughtful about our resources, for us to know that we have your field force, those 500 folks, as our sort of marketing and outreach arm out there into communities, into practices. It's another whole team that's carrying this wonderful message of Breakaway from Cancer and these resources out to people across the country. So, you know, I think in that way as well, it's just a tremendous partnership. I want to ask Lee and Bonnie, what is it, if you can summarize? I'm going to start with you, Lee. But what is it that keeps you both coming back to these breakaway events? Lee, you mentioned you're going to go up and participate in the Dempsey Challenge up in Maine. What keeps you coming back?
I think it's primarily the way, for me, it's the way I'm treated. It's it's a camaraderie. We've mentioned the friendships that we've built a couple of times. I think the difference is, I can sum that up by telling you that when I go for my treatments, I'm a patient. When I'm surrounded by the people from Amgen and from the Breakaway Initiative, I'm a survivor. You guys have been naming names, and I've been trying to avoid it, but I won't now. Some time ago, Mary Clem was primarily responsible for our first visit out there, and I told her that, you know, she makes me feel like somebody. You know, all of a sudden, cancer is taken out of the equation, and although it's still there, I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I feel real, you know, and it's... and of course, then there's the excitement, the bicycling, and the whole thing. I mean, you know, at times it has like a circus atmosphere, which is great. You know, anytime you can do that with cancer, I think it's just wonderful.
Yeah, it's well said. Well said, Lee, and I think certainly from the heart. We had a luncheon with Ted Kennedy Jr. a little while back, and it was this big luncheon at a beautiful garden with hundreds of patients, and Ted Kennedy Jr. got up there and he said, you know, back when I was 13 and diagnosed with cancer, we didn't have luncheons to celebrate cancer survivorship. That was not we didn't gather together in places like this to celebrate survivorship. And he said that was an extraordinary experience to be able to bring people together and to talk about cancer and find the tools to navigate through. So, Lee, are you actually going to be riding in the Dempsey Challenge in Maine? Will you and Bonnie be stopping by our breakaway booth at the event?
I'll actually be there, and I'm actually going to ride in that chain. And, yes, I'm going to stop by your booth, and I'm going to terrorize you or whoever else you send up there.
Bonnie, I wanted to hear from you as the caregiver, because, again, we were saying, look, this disease does not just affect the patient. It affects the whole family, and I know, having witnessed it firsthand, and I just want to hear from you, Bonnie. Why do you keep coming back to these breakaway events, and you know, what keeps attracting you back to these activities?
It makes both of us really happy, and all of the things that Lee said, and it is. It's the friendship. It's the friendship that we receive from everyone there that just makes you. It's a warm feeling. You just want to capture it again.
All right, I'm coming back to you, Bob. We're quickly heading to our break, but Bob, I want to remind folks of where they can hear about the campaign. I know we've got four partners. We've got Prevent Cancer Foundation. We've got the Patient Advocate Foundation, the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, and certainly the Cancer Support Community. Bob, just tell us where folks can find out about the Breakaway from Cancer Initiative if they're listening today.
Sure. So to keep up with the latest news and events, the website is www.breakawayfromcancer.com.
Excellent. So we want our listeners to to check out that site. As Bob was saying earlier in the show, we've got four wonderful partners who really do span the continuum of cancer care. You know, I always like to say through this campaign, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter what you're facing through your cancer journey, we've got something to offer you through all of these partners. We've got financial assistance, we've got patient navigation, we've got support groups. I know at our 57 centers around the country, we do support groups, we do educational seminars, nutrition, exercise, stress reduction for people with all cancers at all stage of illness, and also for the family members and caregivers of folks with cancer. In fact, I heard a story recently where we had a father in New York who had cancer going to our center there, and the daughter who was a caregiver in L.A. going to our center there. Both had different needs. They were on different coasts, but yet they knew they could come into our various centers and find the support and the community and the connection that they needed through this partnership. So I want to encourage folks, we're coming up on a quick break here, but I want to encourage folks to get a pencil out, write down the website. It's www.breakawayfromcancer.com. You can find out about all of these free resources. You can find about upcoming events, including the Dempsey Challenge, if you want to sign up and cycle there and get involved with that event. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're just going to take a quick break here. I know we're coming to the end of the show. We will be right back.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Cancer. It's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand. Choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you at Breakaway from Cancer, created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, Eisai, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're getting to the end of our show here. I'm Kim Tibaldo today. We've been talking about Breakaway from Cancer with Amgen's Bob Azelby, along with Lee and Bonnie Hansen. So, Lee, I know you shared earlier in the show that you've had a couple of surgeries which have left you with one lung. You've had multiple radiation treatments, multiple chemotherapy treatments. You're in chemo right now. I think a lot of folks would just kind of roll over and say, forget it. But here you are. You're out cycling you're traveling, you're going to Maine, you're going to California. It's pretty inspiring, my friend. What is it that keeps you going? I want other folks to know that they don't have to do all the things that you're doing. But what are some of the things that inspire you to engage in this way?
Well, the first thing is that, you know, I guess for me, I'm a little bit stubborn and a little bit stupid. Sometimes it's an unbeatable combination. And I was cycling before I was diagnosed. And I made up my mind early on that was at least one of the things that I was going to let cancer take away from me. And of course, you know, I thought that, you know, the first time going in that I would have surgery, get recuperate, get back on a bike, and live happily ever after.
Yeah.
You know, I had no idea that any of this other stuff was going to happen. And I think the level of physical activity is really a highly personal deal. You know, we're all a little bit different. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that, when we don't feel like exercising or doing anything, I found that the best way to cure that is to actually go do something, you know, actually get some exercise, go for a walk, run around the house, do whatever it is you have to do. Because, you know, you start feeling kind of nasty, and it's counterintuitive. You know, you thought, geez, you know, I don't want to do anything because I might make my situation worse, and I've never felt like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Lee, we've been doing done a couple shows recently on living healthy with cancer, and it's exactly what some of these nutritionists and other, you know, exercise experts are saying. Look, you don't, that's exactly what they said. Sometimes it feels counterintuitive. You're tired. You just want to rest. But the thing that may actually combat that is to get a little bit of exercise and activity. And, you know, for some folks, it may be, you know, biking like you. For some folks, it may be just taking a walk around the block. Or frankly, it could just mean taking a walk around the dining room table. But certainly all the experts agree with what you're saying, that getting out and getting some exercise is going to help you feel better, you know, through the cancer journey. Bonnie, as we get towards the end of the show, you're an inspiring caregiver. Knowingly, I know it's not easy some days.
Oh, that's true.
but what advice do you have for other caregivers who are listening today? You know, what are some of the things that you're doing to take care of yourself, to get through the day, and to be a good caregiver?
Well, I exercise with him sometimes, and I can maintain friendships. You know, that I've had friends for years. Don't involve yourself in the cancer. I mean, don't let it take over your life. You have to deal with it, learn as much as you can about it, but you still have to take time for yourself.
Yeah. I think what you're saying is so important. Some folks say, "Oh my gosh, my loved one has cancer. The last thing I can do is to go exercise or go and leave to see my friends or go off and take some time to maybe read a book." And certainly, what we've heard, Bonnie, from caregivers around the country is that you have to take that time. You have to do those things so that you can be the best caregiver that you can be, so that you're feeling well and rested and feeling in the right frame of mind to take care of that loved one. Has that been your experience?
Yes, it has.
I think what you're saying is so critical. I heard somebody say recently, it's like when you're on an airplane and they say, you know, if the oxygen mask falls, you know, you got to put it on yourself first before you can put it on your loved one. And I think it's a great analogy, for caregiving in cancer and in other illnesses. Bob, I just want to ask you what the final thoughts. We may have some folks who are just joining us. Final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners about Breakaway from Cancer, about Amgen's commitment to that campaign, and again, just reminding folks where they can go to learn more.
Sure. So just going back to the beginning, obviously Amgen's mission is to serve patients, and obviously we focus daily on trying to create and develop innovative medicines, but the Breakaway from Cancer, our nonprofit partners are a team of problem solvers here to help fight cancer. I think, as you pointed out, Kim, throughout the whole show, whether you're interested in prevention or facing a new diagnosis or caring for a loved one, struggling with financial issues, or just learning to live with cancer, from one of our partners and the resources that they provide for free, there's going to be something that you will find incredibly valuable. And so as if you're interested in getting more information or understanding where the next big event is from a Breakaway from Cancer perspective, I'd encourage people to go to www.breakawayfromcancer.com, or we'd love for you to become a fan on our Facebook page.
Outstanding. I think it's great advice. Lee, just quickly to you, any final words of advice for our listeners if they've been diagnosed with cancer, going through cancer treatment, struggling with that? Some quick word of advice?
I would just say not to give up. You know, do what your doctors tell you to do and don't give up.
Yeah.
I've seen way too many people give up and let this thing consume them.
Yeah, I appreciate so much what you said about, not letting the cancer define you, Lee, and that when you come out, when you come out to Breakaway, you're not the patient, you're a human, you're Lee, you're a cyclist, you're a friend, you're a husband, you're all of those other things that you are throughout your life, and it's just so inspiring to hear that, Breakaway from Cancer reminds you of that and gives you, the opportunity to really shine and be all those things that you are in your life. So, just it's wonderful, wonderful to hear that inspiring story. I'm really grateful to our guests today, to Bob Azelby, Vice President and General Manager of Oncology at Amgen, and we certainly, and I know I speak on behalf of all the partners, are incredibly grateful to Amgen for the Breakaway from Cancer campaign and the opportunity to raise awareness of our services and let folks know about this wonderful partnership and the free services. So we do encourage folks to check out breakawayfromcancer.com. I want to thank also Lee and Bonnie for being on the show today and sharing your own story, your own perspective. I think you gave folks some great insight into Breakaway from Cancer to the Tour of California. I know that you have inspired many of our listeners today to really get plugged into this campaign and find out about the services. So, again, we want to encourage folks to visit breakawayfromcancer.com where you can learn about our partner organizations and get connected to these resources. Want to make sure you know about our organization, the Cancer Support Community. As I said, we've got 57 centers around the country where we're providing free services, support, education, nutrition, exercise, stress reduction for free to people with cancer and their loved ones. So you can check us out at cancersupportcommunity.org. We also have a national call center if you just want to get connected to somebody right away, jump on the phone. You can certainly call us at 888-793-9355 or again visit our website at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. Finally, I'd like to dedicate this show today to our friends Lee and Bonnie Hansen. You are both truly an inspiration to us. We look forward to seeing you at these Breakaway from Cancer events. I know my team's looking forward to seeing you up in Lewiston, Maine at the Dempsey Challenge, and I know that'll be a great time. So a wonderful show today. We appreciate all of our guests. Check out the Breakaway from Cancer initiative. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Thibaldeau. Until next time, be well, do well, live well.
Thank you for joining us for Frankly Speaking About Cancer with your host, Kim Thibaldeau. We're here for you every Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. In the meantime, stay connected online at cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the cancer support community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Cancer, it's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand. Choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you at Breakaway from Cancer, created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, Eisai, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.